Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. Net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Bloomwood Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Bloomwood on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KC2WI. KA2ZZ.
Okay, there's two. We'll start at the top with KC2WI. Pete, good evening. What's up?
I'm on the Air Force Mars digital, whatever we call it, net. I can't remember the digital training net or something like that. Just playing around with digital transmission, FL Digi program, and in this case MT63. And that's just over with. And at the same time, I'm, I'll say photoshopping, but I'm really paint.netting, screenshot of a map to explain people, to some people, where the trail goes from North Lake over to the Bear Creek Road and out to Woodhull Lake and where they turn. And it's not that complicated, but I decided to pull up my National Geographic Adirondack Trails Illustrated and mark it up. It's much more obvious, apparently, than the map, the Stumbleville map. So I'm fiddling with that. Cold day. It's minus 3, and I went out, and it was kind of nice in the car, you know, in the sun, and it was nice in Lowville around 12:30 with just shelter from the wind and the sun up. It seemed pretty good, but, boy, even by 2 o'clock or so, it seemed like I got back here, the sun was still out, but the wind was blowing down the street, and it was pretty cold. So I've just been working, and I don't know if I'm going to catch up ever or not, but I'm going to try, because one of these days we're really going to get a big snow and I want to go out in it. I heard on the, somebody, it was, that, oh yeah, Kate, no, W2, I can't forget the call. Anyway, on the New York State Traffic Emergency, New York State Phone Traffic and Emergency Net on 75 meters at 6 o'clock or quarter after 6. I mentioned that we didn't really have any snow here, and he said, well, Elkmar got 40 inches, so the lake effect was somewhere else this time. I don't know if you got any in Boonville, but it was beautiful sunny here all day, KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, yeah, we didn't really get anything here today. It was sunny here all day, too, so snow must have went everywhere else. Yeah, if you could send me a copy of that map you're drawing up there, I'd appreciate it. My brother's always up here, and he was asking me about the trails up there, and I said, I have no idea. So, yeah, whatever you could send me there, that'd be great on that. I appreciate it. All right, Pete. Well, thanks for checking in, and good luck with your paint.netting. All right. K2ZNZ, Jack, good evening. What's up?
Well, we had a nice sunny day today, Jeff. Not very warm, of course. I think I saw 12 degrees at one time. And right now we're down to about, looks like about 1 degree. And it's supposed to go a little bit lower than that tonight. But it was a pretty chilly morning with the wind blowing and everything else. So that's about it. Not much more to talk about. And I know we didn't, that band that came off of Lake Erie, Ontario last night really sucked through that, Altmar and Parrish, Mexico, that area through there. So I want to say 7-3 to you, Jeff, and Pete as well there, and anybody else that's coming in. KA2 there, Jack.
Okay, Jack. It's, I think it's like 3 below here, last I checked. So it's getting cool everywhere. But I don't think it's as cold as it was there last week, though, or when we had all them 2 or 3 days there in a row, just, you know, minus 15, minus 20, minus 25, and all that. So, fortunately, I don't think we're going to get that again for a while. But, all right, thanks for checking in, Jack. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KC2NBU.
KC2MBU, hey, good evening, what's up?
We're 6 below here, made it up to 6 above today, and probably got about 6 inches of real fine dense snow out of this last, seemed like the lake effect just barely didn't reach Boonville, or most of it, so we got off easy. So I got it all plowed and cleaned up today and getting ready to go oxygen again tomorrow.
All right, well, have a good trip up there and good luck. Hope to pick out a few good ones up there and good luck on your sales this week. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-in. Well, for myself, I took it easy today. I took the day off, which was kind of nice. I had to work most of the weekend, so it was nice to have a day off there. And didn't do a whole heck of a lot. Got to go back to work tomorrow, though. So that's about all there is to report. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
KA2AIT, KA3TFE, Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. Bill here in Wexford, Western Pennsylvania, keying in through the EchoLink system. Indeed, a good evening. Our temperature here is around 4 degrees. That's a plus 4. And we do expect tonight to go back minus 6, minus 7. And then we get out of this real super cold weather the next day. And I'd rather be cutting grass than shoveling snow. Over.
Well, good evening, Bill, out there in Wexford. Surprised you could get in on the EchoLink. I got a pretty big download going on one of the servers. I thought nobody would be able to get in through there. But, good. I'm glad to see you're getting through. We're probably about right about the same temperature as you are there. I haven't checked the gauge in about half an hour, but that sounds about the same. All right. Well, thanks for checking in, Bill. And you guys have a good evening over there in Wexford. And thanks again for checking in. And we'll catch up with you later. Are there any other check-ins before we close the Black River Valley Service Net? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Pete, Jack, Ray, and Bill for checking in tonight. It's A73 to those listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
KD2AIT, indeed a good evening. KA3TF and a B. We are signing off the EchoLink system. This technology is a little new, and of course, if you're log on and someone calls you or you have a message on your iPhone, that just drops you out, so you got to log back in again. Indeed, a good net. Good evening to all. Everyone stay warm. KA3TFB signing off.
This is KB2KOJ for Octane. The United County Traffic and Emergency Net, OCTON currently being held on the 14517. Are there any stations with or without traffic? Stations for OCTON, come now, please.
This is N2WBX. I've got nothing for you.
This is KD2AIT. Good evening, Mark. No traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, I have N2WBX, Dennis, KD2AIT, Jeff, and KC2NBU, Ray. Thank you all for coming in, do appreciate it. Anyone else for OCTON, with or without, any other stations for OCTON, with or without traffic?
KC2WI.
KC2WI, hi Pete, thank you for checking in. And what else for OCTON? This is KB2KOJ for OCTON. Final call, four stations, with or without traffic.
This is KJ2Q with no traffic. Good evening, Mark Ford.
KJ2Q, John, thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. As always, and I thank everyone for coming in. Anyone else for OCTON? Okay, final call for OCTON, four stations, with or without traffic. Okay, nothing else for it. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And we'll say 7312, and hope to hear everyone tomorrow night. The check-ins are very much appreciated. 73, KB2KOJ is correct.